אנחנו לומדים בתלמוד 10 הספירות כרך א עמוד
We are learning in the study of the 10 ספירות
הגענו לדברי הארי
Part 3 chapter 5 the words of the Ari item 5
רב
כן אני חושב ש אני מחפש מאיפה כאן
Yes I think I'm looking for where we can start so there's a complete story.
No, זה כבר. נו, נקרא.
נתחיל באותי או...
Well, let's read.
Item 5 or the previous item?
אנחנו למדנו שיש תמיד
Yes, okay, so we learned that there are always five discernments, and between each and every discernment we have the median, which doesn't belong to the lower or the upper discernment, but something that's in between. And so it is with all the discernments that you have this average, you have this average between the created being and the creator in various ways. The creator is the keter of the created being is malchut, and between these qualities you always have a kind of integration between the qualities of the creator and the qualities of the created being, and all these qualities are built in that way. Chokhmah, binah, zeh, they are all in the middle between keter and malchut. Yes, so we have keter and we have malchut, and Chokhmah, Binah, Zerampin are in between, in the middle. Meaning the difference between them is the extent to which they integrate the qualities of the Keter and the qualities of Malchut. Continue.
So again, part one.
Or Yashar ve'or Chozer, אנחנו בדברי הארי, אות ה'. כותרת.
Direct light and reflected light, the words of the הארי, item 5. The middle bchina, discernment, consists of two sparks, a spark of the creator, which clothes in the spark of the created being, where there are the roots of nefesh roch neshama chaya in man. Item 5. It means that there is a very small spark, which is godliness, that extends from the last discernment in the creator. This spark clothes a created being by the power of another spark, which is a very fine soul, neshama, called yechida.
Dalet b'chinot haruchaniyot, shehem nefesh ruach neshama chaya.
That spark contains roots of four phases of spirituality, which are nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya. Again, item 5. It means that there is a very small spark, which is godliness, that extends from the last discernment in the Creator. That spark clothes a created being by the power of another spark, which is a very fine neshama, called Yechida. That spark contains the roots of four phases of spirituality, which are Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya. Inner observation, item 9. Interpreting very small spark. Know that this does not refer to imaginary greatness or smallness whatsoever, but only to the absence of attainment. For the unattainable is called very small. You should also not be mistaken in the name spark, to interpret it literally as an imaginary spark of fire. Rather, spark means reflected light, because direct light is called lights and reflected light is called sparks. Remember this.
We have to understand that all these things are only with respect to the person that receives them. Outside of the person, we cannot say anything we don't know, in spirituality and in corporeality. As it is written, the judge has only what his eyes can see. And so, when we say spark, small light, big light, it's all with respect to the Kabbalist, which identifies these things. Like in science in general. Just to explore the spiritual world, we need to build corporeal devices, and to explore the spiritual world, we need spiritual devices within ourselves. But it all depends on what we can attain through external means, external vessels, the sciences of this world, or we can have the inner vessels in which we explore the spiritual world. And so the wisdom of Kabbalah is called the inner wisdom, the wisdom of internality. Continue.
Inner observation, item 10. It is Prinat Dalet, phase 4, which is Malchut.
Correct, continue.
Item 20, interpreting this spark clothes another spark, the created being. Meaning in Keto, which is Yechida. The spark of the Creator is called Ein Sof, infinity. And the spark of the created being is called Keto, of the degree. It is also called Gao, the first three. The head, Rosh, of the degree, containing interior four phases of direct light, where Ein Sof expands for coupling by striking, raising reflected light and clothing the direct light from below upward. That, in turn, creates the roots of the vessels. All this is called a spark of a created being, or Yechida. It is called spark after the reflected light that rises where the spark of the Creator clothes this reflected light. This is why the Ari wrote that spark clothes by the power of another spark, a created being.
All right, let's continue to different page.
Chapter 6, explaining the Sfira Keter containing two discernments. One, the final discernment in Ein Sof, for example, Malchut or Malchut of Ein Sof, and it's called Atik. Two, it is the root of the created being, and it's called Arich Anpin. The two of them in general are called Keter. The words of the Ari, item 1. There is none more in the emanated being than the four Prinot Chubtum. And Chokhmah is the first Sfira in the emanated being, item 1. Now we will speak about the upper worlds. Once we have explained the allegory, we will explain the meaning. It is said that the meaning is not only the four foundations, which are the four letters Havaya, which are Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. Therefore, Chokhmah is called beginning.
Continue, item 2.
Keter is sometimes counted among the 10 Sfirot, and sometimes he's not counted. And instead of him, Dat is counted. Item 2. Here too you will understand what is written, that Keter is always the uppermost discernment. And it's never from that world. It is rather like the king's crown, which is above his head. And it's not in his head. Therefore, it is not regarded in the Sfira. And instead of it, Da'at is counted as mentioned in the book of creation. However, sometimes we do count it in the 10 Sfirot. It will be explained by our earlier words that there is a median discernment between each and every two discernments. It is similar to what nature scientists have written, and what Maimonides wrote in the beginning of the verse, now earth was tohu, unformed and void. He also wrote in Sefer HaBahir that before he created the four rudiments, he created one substance called Hiyuli, primeval or formless. This is something that is prepared for acquiring the form of the four rudiments later on, but it does not take any form whatsoever because it precedes the Tohu, the chaos, the unformed. It is called zero, and they are announced by him as things of naught, vanity.
There are a few degrees here. Zero, then an upper degree, which we don't know anything about, and zero, and then the primordial matter, which starts expanding until we reach our degree in our attainment and feeling.
Item three, title. Ein Sof is called zero. Keter is called Tohu, and after that, Bohu, consisting of five rudiments. Item three. The thing is, that Ein Sof is called zero because there is no perception in it. It has no substance, no form whatsoever. After that comes Tohu, which is the Keto. And after that, Bohu, containing four rudiments.
Continue.
In Tohu, Tohu contains the four rudiments of the emanated being, potentially and not practically. Four. Explanation. It is necessary to have an intermediate degree between the emanator and the emanated being, for the distance between them is as between heaven and earth. How can one shine in the other and create one another when they are two ends? If there is nothing close to the emanator and close to the emanated being that is in between them and connects them. This discernment is Keter, called Tohu, for it contains no rudiment and is therefore not implied in the name Havaya at all, only in the tip of the Yud. Though as a median.
Meaning, and this is all with respect to those who grasp it, who discover it, who see it. It's not that it doesn't exist in it. It doesn't exist with respect to us. It's all with respect to the one who attains, with respect to people. What's inside the Keter and above the Keter, we don't know. That's why we say that it's not in it. We speak only according to attainment, right? Don't forget about this condition. What we don't attain, we will not give name to. Continue.
It is so because Keter is like a substance of the seal called Hiyuli, primeval, potentially containing the roots of all four rudiments, but not in actual fact. It is called Tohu because it perplexes humans' thoughts. And they say, we see that it is shapeless, yet we see that it is an emanated being and has all the four forms.
Yes, on the one hand, we see that it comes from, that things expand, emanate from it, and on the other hand, in it itself, we do not identify these things. Continue.
Title. Keter might be described as an emanated being relating to itself, and to the emanated being, to the emanator relating to the emanated beings. Five. It turns out that we can call it Ein Sof an emanator, as is the opinion of some Kabbalists, that Ein Sof is Keter, but we can also call it emanated being because Ein Sof is certainly greater than it. For that reason, the sages warned us in that regard, do not ask about that which is beyond you. However, it is all we can speak of, for Keter is the median between the emanator and the emanated being, The reason for it is that it is the last discernment in Ein Sof. It emanated one discernment that contains the roots of the entire Ten Sefirot in hiding and great subtlety. In fact, the emanated being cannot be subtler than that. For Tohu, which is above it, is not more but the absolute zero. Continuing. Keter contains two discernments. The last prina, the last discernment of Ein Sof, which emanated a second discernment, which is the root of the emanator beings. Item 6. Thus, this discernment has 2 degrees. The first is the lowest of the low among all the discernments of Ein Sof. For example, it is as though we said that it is Malchut in Malchut, even though it is not so. That is because there is no image of a Sfira there whatsoever. We only say so for purposes of clarity. The lowest degree in Ein Sof contains everything above and receives from everyone. As it is known, that Malchut receives from everyone. This low degree emanated the second discernment, which is the highest degree in the emanated beings. It contains the root of all the emanated beings and bestows upon all of them. Thus, the smaller than all the emanators emanated the best of all the emanated beings. And there is no other degree between them, because after that emanator, there is no closer and more similar emanated being to him than him.
Kiev.
Как же творение может ему уподобиться?
Не слышал.
How can the created being be similar to him? Again, if the created being doesn't attain Keter, how can he resemble it?
As Malchut makes itself resemble all the Sefirot on the way to Keter, by that it reaches Keter and comes to resemble it.
It was said there that in relation to the created being, there is this quality of Da'at in each Keter. What is it?
That comes later. It's less of the Keter and more practical. How do we work with the quality of Keter through the quality of Da'at, which is between Chokhmah and Binah? Like the Keter begets Chokhmah and Binah, so Chokhmah and Binah, as they merge together, they build the Sphira of Da'at, and if Malchut rises to Da'at and works with Da'at, it's the same as attaining the Keter, to the extent that it's able to do so. Petach Tikva 19.
He says Malchut receives from everyone. This lowest degree emanated the upper degree in all the emanated beings. It's got the root of all the emanated beings, because Malchut is the most important of all the Sefirot. Is it so?
Without a doubt.
How come?
All of creation is there only in order to establish the Malchut and give Malchut all the possibilities to resemble Keter.
But how do we come out of Malchut? Do I have to come out of Malchut?
You do that by connecting to the first nine and wanting to resemble them. And the first nine, in your work, that's the group.
So Malchut will always stay in the picture. It never goes away.
Never. It's included in the Keter, and all the qualities, the discernments which extend from the Keter, they exist to begin with in order to create Malchut. The final outcome is in the initial thought, right?
Malchut, do I have to raise it up?
We work with Malchut as reflected lights, which raises the qualities of the being to the qualities of the Creator. That's the work. That's how Malchut elevates itself to Keter. The created being that makes a restriction over itself and wants to return everything to the host resembles the host.
Zain.
Let's continue, Amit.
So we are on item 7 in the words of the Ari, title: the discernment of the emanator in Keter is called Atik, and the discernment of roots in the emanated beings is called Arichanpin. Item 7. These two discernments are actually one discernment called Keter. Kabbalists refer to it as Ein Sof with respect to one discernment in her, and some Kabbalists called it Keter with respect to another discernment in her, counted as one of the ten Sfirot. However, we think like neither, but that it is a median discernment between Ein Sof and the emanated beings, and has a discernment of Ein Sof and a discernment of emanated beings. These two discernments are called Atik and Arichanpin, and they are both called Keter.
זאת אומרת, אין לנו משהו שאנחנו יכולים להגדיר בצורה חד.
So we don't have anything which we can define in an absolute sense. We have Keter, which has two parts. The upper half of Keter doesn't belong to the created beings at all. There it's the Creator himself. And the lower half of Keter, that's how he works towards the lower ones. And so these two qualities we call Atik, from the word Netak, meaning removed from the attainment of the lower ones. That's the upper half of the Keter. And the lower half of Keter is the Arichanpin, from whom actions come out towards the lower ones. Continue.
Item 8, title: the last discernment in Atzilut, being Malchut of Malchut of Atzilut, became Atik in the world of Bria, and clothed Arichanpin in Bria. 8. It is written elsewhere that Malchut in Malchut, in the world of Atzilut, clothes the Rosh, the head of Bria, which is Keter, called Arichanpin. It is Atik of the world of Bria.
So I don't see any questions. I suppose that more or less. Well, let's continue. Chapter 7.
Chapter 7 explains how Malchut of Atzilut came down and became the Keter of the world of Bria. Item 1, title: two discernments descend from the upper world to the lower world. A. The ten Sfirot of direct light clothed in reflected light, which expand by the screen in a coupling by striking. 2. The last discernment in the upper world, which is Malchut of Malchut, which descends and becomes Atik in the lower world. It does not expand by the reflected light in the screen, but breaches the screen and descends. The words of the Ari, item 1. I have found that Rabbi Gedalia wrote that the first three of the six edges of Arichanpin of Bria, which are Chagat, remained bare without clothing. These three are regarded as a screen. It means this: we have explained that each of these three worlds has one screen. However, when the image of all the lights of Atzilut passed inside the screen between Atzilut and Bria to create corresponding ten sefirot of Bria, they did not breach that screen and passed in it, but only their light passed through that screen, and all ten sefirot of Bria were engraved. The first three of Arich Anpin of Bria, which are Chagat, Chesed Gvura Tiferet, also pass through the screen and do not breach the screen. They are only diminishing light, that some of which passes through the screen. However, that point of Malchut of Atzilut that came down to clothe these first three of Arich Anpin is the light of Malchut of Atzilut itself. Hence, she breaks and breaches the screen itself and descends and clothes the first three of Arich Anpin of Bria.
Piti Arba.
Four.
What does it mean that the light of Malchut comes down and breaches the screen?
We will see it in the future. There are many forms in which the light passes from Parzuf to Parzuf, from world to world. We will scrutinize it. These are, well, you know, such words. What can you do? Petach Tikva 33.
Thank you, Rav. What is the value of... He's breaking up. How can we even try to understand something if he wrote before that we are complete zero? So how can we even think about attaining anything? Not even to feel it.
It's clear that we cannot attain any of this, but only by reading, participating in this together, the more we want to participate together, to restrict ourselves and to admit the whole of Bnei Baruch into our hearts, the heart of each one. By that, we sanctify the heart, the desire of each one, so that it is included of the first nine, meaning everyone, and the Malchut, which was restricted in order to absorb the first nine. And so within that formation, that structure that each one now builds within himself, we gradually come to a place where all these phenomena we read about are discovered, revealed within us, what we read about in Tess. But it's only from your actions we shall know you, as we say. Only after we perform these actions properly, preparing the vessel, and then in the vessel we begin to feel phenomena, and then we'll truly learn. It's called from your actions, meaning that I perform the actions, then I advance and get to know the Creator, his actions, which is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's only to the extent that I build the vessel within which I discover the acts of the Creator, then it can be said that I'm studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's called practical Kabbalah. That we engage in. We correct the vessels, and inside of them we feel phenomena. Kiev 1.
Раф, вот если я себя сокращаю, включаюсь в товарищей, то вот в этом случае я называюсь нижним по отношению к вот этой системе.
Dear Rav, if I restrict myself and integrate with the friends, in this case I'm called lower one with regards to the system we're learning?
I restrict myself and I let my friends enter into my heart, into my desire. Then by that I prepare myself for absorbing what the Creator is doing in them, so that they will already be included within my heart, and the Creator is operating inside of them. So I already start to absorb in my heart, in my desire, in my malchut, I start to absorb to perceive the Creator's actions, and this way I reach the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah.
What is the action that he's doing with the qualities of my friends?
He's performing all kinds of actions in them so that I, in my malchut, will adapt myself so that I can perceive them, absorb them. Then I will discover the Creator and what he's doing towards my heart and myself. That is all. We study the 10 sefirot. Keter is the Creator, Malchut is me, and in the middle, it's the whole group. Or even the whole of humanity. It doesn't matter. It depends on the resolution with which I'm working with them. It's a fun too.
Rav, how to build correctly the kli to understand the Creator?
We're constantly talking about it. Try to restrict and later on to absorb into yourself all kinds of qualities from the friends, to include them inside of your heart instead of whatever it has inside of the heart. And then you will be ready to study the wisdom of Kabbalah inside of your heart, because your heart then becomes Ten Sefirot. Besides the heart, there is nothing else in the person besides the desire. Haifa 2.
Good morning, Rav. What is the connection between the worlds and our world?
The upper worlds, it's the structure of Ten Sefirot in which the Creator is revealed as the operator. And our world, it's what seems to us as of now within our ego, not more than that. This is the difference between this world and the upper world. It says that between this world and the upper world, the only difference is the enslavement of the Malchuyot, that Malchut becomes inverted from in order to receive to in order to bestow.
PT 24.
It says the point of Malchut of Atzilut that came down to clothe those Gizgal Varechanpin, it is the light of Malchut of Atzilut itself. Hence she breaks and breaches the Masach itself and descends and clothes Garo Varechanpin. But Malchut of Atzilut is the restricted part itself. So what exactly passes there?
I don't understand your definition. The restricted part in which there is light. Malchut is Malchut. It's not light. Malchut is the Kli, the desire.
He says light of Malchut, meaning the light of Malchut of Atzilut itself. This is what descends, but there is no light in Malchut.
There is light in Malchut also, in order to go down. There is no light in Malchut if we speak about it as the will to receive, but Malchut that is working in order to bestow all of the light of itself also passes through it, and it discovers itself as raising it, that it has raised itself to the Ketel, and then truly darkness shines as light. Then there is no difference between Keter and Malchut. In the end, this is how it will be. PT 18.
Is Bnei Baruch the matchmaking between the Creator and the created being?
Yes.
Thank you very much. That's what I thought. Thank you.
Merkaz 1.
What role does the Masach have?
Guys, you're asking me such questions that I don't know how to answer them, because I answered them a year ago, 2 years ago, 20 years ago, and I forgot already. What role does the screen play? Are you trying to annoy me or make fun of me with such questions? Tell me.
No, no, not to annoy you. Of course not.
Okay, so I will leave it to you to ask the friends later. What is the role of the screen? Open part 1 or part 2 of TASS in the explanation of the meaning of the words, and there you will see what is the screen. The force of overcoming, born in Malchut, out of the influence of the upper light on it, and out of his desire to resemble the Ketel. PD-19.
When we learn study of the Ten Sefirot, what should we be hitting all the time? What should we emphasize going through the items here? My head's exploding. What should we pay attention to?
Your head is exploding because you want to bring these things into your head, and there is no room in the head for all of this. What do you need it for? It's already written, it's already there, it exists in creation already. So I don't need to study what is in creation. I just need to know what is it that I need to do in order to bring my part into creation. So my participation in creation will also be registered there for eternity.
So what is my part in the 10, basically? We study the test, and what's my part?
Connect with the others and build a place for the appearance of the upper light in your new kelim. PT-29.
Is there a connection between the light, the inner light of the upper one, and the reflected light of the lower one?
Of course, every upper light and lower light, or direct light and reflected light, clothe in one another. Okay, Amit.
Should we continue to item 2 or the opening me?
What inner light? Item 2.
Item 2. At first, the Malchut was as great as the Lanpin, and it complained that it wanted to rule alone. Then it was told that it shall diminish itself from the ninth sefirot of Atzilut and descend to Bria and rule there. And those nine sefirot that departed from her connected in their root in Zeranpin, and then she descended and became Atik in Bria. Words of the Ari, item 2. And the secret of this point is that it is known how the two lights were in their Atzilut. In their level, they were equal to each other. And when the moon complained and diminished, meaning that what she was, when she was a complete Paltzuf, she was diminished, and she stood as a small point that includes 10 sefirot, and the other 9 points departed her, as it is known that her root is just 1 point in the beginning, and then there was an addition that came by Zeranpin. The other 9 points, there, that's why it is called a mirror that has nothing of itself. That's why Zeranpin came back and took them, and she remained as a small point. Then she could not stand with him due to her infancy, so she descended to that place in the Rosh of Bria. Can't hear you, Rav?
We're going to item 8.
We are in item 8. the Arlein. There's no more in every emanation besides the four levels Chubtum, and the middle aspect between the emanator and the emanation, which is Keter, which contains both the aspect of the emanator and the emanation. Item 8. What the rule that comes out of this is that the truth is that the emanation has only four degrees, which are the four letters Havaya, and they are Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, and they are Chokhmah and Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. Because that's why the Torah started from Bereshit, and there is no beginning without Chokhmah. As our sages said, it is written, yes, in the word, in the language of negation, to negate the Keter. However, there is an intermediate aspect which includes two aspects, emanator and emanation, and it is called Keter. And this Keter has the totality of everything above it, and even though it is smaller than all the others, it suckles from all the others, and it has the root of all of the ten sefirot of the emanations and bestows to all.
Next, item 9.
Item 9, the words of the Ari. 80, there are 4, the number of when we count 80. Yes, when we count 4, it is the number of the emanations in practice. And when we count 5, meaning when we consider the Keter with them, it is considered the emanation. Item 9. And don't wonder if we sometimes say 10 sefirot that are divided to 4 letters of Ayah, and sometimes we say they are divided to 5 parzufim. When we say 4, it counts the emanations in literally. And when we count 5 parzufim is when we count the root of the emanator with the emanations.
So, if we count also Bina, Zerandin, and Malchut, but if we want to talk about the emanated being, we say that we also have the Keter in there. Next.
Headline. In all of the degrees of the in the worlds, the upper is considered the emanator, the lower is considered the emanation, which has 4 prinot. And there is an intermediate prina phase between them called Keter. And the Keter, which is when it is the Malchut of the upper one, it is called Ani, me, I. And when it is the Keter for the lower one, it is called Ein, none. And this is the meaning of I am first and I am last. Item 10, words of the Ari. You should know that by this way, it is in all of the ten sefirot in each and every world. And so it is in the details of each and every partsuf, because forever, each and every phase is called, the upper one is called emanator, the lower one emanation. And the emanation is not less than 4 letters Havaya, even in the specific ten sefirot of the specific ten sefirot. And there is an intermediate phase between them called Keter. Understand this because this shall clarify all of the next verses. And this is I am first and I am last, because the Keter is first and last. And it is Ein, none, and Ani, I. Because the aspect of Malchut, of the emanator, in him is last, and it is called Ani, which is the Malchut. And the aspect of the root of the emanations in it, which is Keter, is first, and it is called Ein, which is the same letters as Ani.
Excellent. Well, yes, Amit. I see that Ita 4 want to ask. Maybe it's to the point. I don't see any other questions. Yes.
Lo shumim. Italian. Lo shumim.
Rav, buongiorno. Buongiorno, volevo chiedere, quando studiamo il TAS, possiamo essere in una preghiera interna attraverso dove impariamo o apprendiamo
when we attraverso study TAS,
non solo con la mia mente.
Can we be in an inner prayer with regards to feeling everything through the ten, not my own mind?
Well, of course, it would be the best if we think about our problems, our work, about what we all together in the group wish to achieve. That is, how can we be incorporated with each other, each one with the friends, so that each one makes room for the friends, and all the friends are included in him, and then they are like the first nine. And he is like Malchut, and this way each and everyone, and we're all incorporated with everyone in this way. Each one is ten sefirot, meaning he's incorporated with the friends, and he himself is as Malchut, and this way each one with everyone. And we all, when we all together build our common parzuf in this way, by that we're building a place for the revelation of the Creator, and this is what we're expecting. This is actually all of our intention that we need to have. And here we have envy and rejection and love and connection and each and everything that we learned about. That's it. So let us try to do things in this way. And what we read in tests, well, we will see bit by bit how much it is all realized in us and how much sometimes we're not capable of it. It's difficult for us. We want to sleep, or it's too cold, or all kinds of such things. We will get all of these things as we will accept them as forces that accompany us along the way and give us a place to overcome. Tel Aviv
3.
Rav, what is the work of the Malchut that it builds the lower degree if it already made itself similar to the Keter through reflected light?
Malchut has to completely annul itself before the Keter. It is considered that she's annulling herself before the first nine. She's making room in her. And instead of her first nine, you know, the way she was thinking about all of these things towards the Keter, she actually lets all the qualities of Ketel spread within her. She simply opens herself up, she restricts herself, and she brings an empty place. This is called reflected light. Bring it to me. And then there is a calculation of how much I can absorb, receive the first nine. Chapter 8.
Chapter 8 clarifies that the four aspects chub tum are similar to a person in whom the soul is dressed in his guf, and the guf, the body, is clothed with a garment, and he sits in his palace. Chokhmah is the totality of the lights of the in the world of Atzilut, and it is the soul of all of Atzilut. It is called the upper Adam. And he is clothed in Bina, which is the totality of the vessels called Guf of Atzilut. And the Zeranpin clothes the Guf, which is Levush. And Malchut is the Hechal, the palace for all. Words of the Ari, item 1. After we have clarified that all of the emanations are one aspect that includes all of the four foundations, which are the four letters Havaya, which are the four worlds Abia, and they have the upper fifth aspect intermediate between them and Ensof. We shall now clarify each and every world in general. And after that, we'll go back to them with God willing to clarify them all as one. Once again, item 1 by the words of the Ari. After we've clarified that all of the emanations are one aspect includes, that includes all four foundations, which are the four letters Havaya, which are the four worlds Abiya, which have the upper aspect, which is fifth intermediate between them and Ein Sof. We shall clarify each and every world in general and then go back to them, God willing, and clarify all of them together as one. Item 2.
Yes, let's move on.
Everything that exists in all the world of Abiya is no more than four phases Chub Tum, which are the four letters Yud Kei Vav Kei. And they are Neshama, Guf, Lavushim, Bait. Item 2. And everything that was created in all of the worlds is only four phases, which are Havaya. They are the spiritual, called Neshama, the organs of the Guf, the Malbushim, and the Bait.
Wait a minute. Let's hear what they want. Moscow 6.
Раф, если товарищ меня просит задать вопрос, а я считаю, что это не относится к уроку, я могу помешать и Раву.
If a friend asks me to ask a question, and I think it's not related to the topic of the lesson and can disturb Rav and the world Kli, what do I do?
Well, if for sure it's unrelated to the topic of the lesson, you must not ask during the lesson, because by this you're confusing the entire Kli, everyone. And also explain this to him, why it is forbidden. It would be all his loss if everyone would be disconnected from the topic that we're studying. We need to be careful to ask precisely about what we have. Okay? Good. PT19.
Yes, we learn that basically he says everything that was created in the world is only four phases, which are Havaya, etc. What are these four phases, basically? Then
the four phases, well, we have four phases of direct light, what we study about in Ein Sof, and everything that comes later is the response of the created being, where the created being discovers the phases, Malchut of Ein Sof, and how she responds for what exists before her, for the creator's attitude to her. There is no more. All in all, from the root emerge phases 1, 2, 3, and 4, and phase 4 responds, and she's the one that responds, and the whole of creation is the response of phase 4 until she equalizes with the root, agrees with the root, understands the root, attains the root. That's all we have, all in all. Why are you getting so confused about? I deliberately try to explain it in a way that it is as enclosed and compact as possible.
He says four phases are Havaya.
Havaya, okay, so this is what it is called, Yud Kei Vav Kei. What's in that?
Name of the Lord, I don't know.
The name of the Lord. Kiev 1.
You said that Malchut changes the first nine sfirot, what she thinks of the Creator with the ninth sefirot of the Ketel, so it can spread. Can you explain?
What I meant is that the development of Malchut eventually is such that the entire will to receive that will be in her remains, however, it becomes in order to bestow. That is, she perceives the Creator's attitude to her, and she turns it into her attitude towards the Ketel. She has no one else from which to receive the will to bestow, only from the emanator. So then she perceives as if from the host, as much as he wants to give me, what I take from it is not what he wants to give me, but rather his attitude towards me, and I turn this into my attitude towards him. This is why my attitude towards him is called O Jose, reflected light. And this is how Malchut does it.
Amit.
Yes, we are continuing. Item 3, words of the Ari. The light in Atzilut is the spirituality called Neshama, which is Chokhmah. Neshama is clothed in the vessels of Atzilut called Guf. Item 3. We will speak of the world of Atzilut, and from that the rest will be understood. The interior of the entire Atzilut is the spirituality called Neshama. It is clothed inside the organs of the body called vessels, which are the 10 sefirot called Rosh, arms, and Guf, body.
This is what it is called. It's not too bad if you don't remember some of this. The most important is, and he also wants to explain it to us in a very simple way, in a more general way, as much as possible. Next.
Item 4, headline. There are 10 vessels in the Guf, which are the 10 sefirot in the Gvul, boundary and measure that exists in Atzilut, which is Bina. Item 4. Let us return to the issue of the Guf. This phase is 10 sefirot, 10 measures, because they contain a boundary and a measure, as it is written in Pirkei Chalot, of the degree of the 236 thousands of tens of thousands parsaot, a measurement unit. Next, item 5, and the Guf of Atzilut is clothed in Levushim, and it is Zeranpin, which clothes Bina. This Guf is clothed inside the Levushim of Atzilut, as our sages said, the Creator was clothed with 10 garments, the garment of pride, as it says, the Lord reigneth, he is clothed in majesty. It is written in Pirkei Chalot that the robe of the Creator is called Zahariel there. But then the soul inside has no measure at all. However, when compared to Ensof, we can denominate them measures and sefirot relating to the Neshama as well.
In short, the Creator who bestows to the created being, he clothes in all kinds of vessels who are called sefirot, and that way he becomes attainable by us through these sefirot. And we only have to resemble those sefirot, and through them we will attain the Creator. We have reached 5 o'clock, and we will finish here. Right? And we will come back to it. What do I recommend? Don't be too impressed by all of these new words, all of these new definitions, or any of it. It's not too bad. Bit by bit, all in all, you will get this general picture. And that's the purpose of this part, to explain to us in general. We have Malchut, we have Keter, there is an influence or bestowal from Keter to Malchut, from Malchut to Keter, and along the way there are a few other discernments. There's nothing new here. So, let's just accept it and kind of cold-mindedly, without getting too excited about it. This is how this part wants to show us the generality or the general structure of the whole of reality. And now we are going to which part? The next part? And?
Before that, a song.
A song.
Caer, y tu primavera es mi florecer, tu guerra es mi guerra también, y tu alegría es mi felicidad. Alayla shelcha, hu alayla sheli, yareach mane, gam lecha veli,
האמת שבך זו האמת שבי הלבן שלך הוא הזכות שלי Todos juntos en un barco van estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal solo juntos solo juntos llegamos kulanu yachad beota sira ze ani veata batov uvara rak beyachad rak beyachad nagia tu sol es en mi una gran luz y tu lluvia es como un manantial tu casa es un ancla de amor ese que hay en ti y que está en mí הכאב שלך הוא הסבל שלי האושר שלך זו השמחה שבי Tu miedo es un temblor en mí Y tu mundo es todo para mí כולנו יחד באותה סירה זה אני ואתה בטוב וברע רק ביחד Todos juntos en un barco van estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal solo juntos llegamos Kulanu yachad beota sira estamos tú y yo En el bien y en el mal, rak beyachad, solo juntos llegamos.